Did you make any anything other than preserves, like
and jelly? We made some jelly.
And would you tell me more about the different kinds of berries that you used?
Well, there was a dewberry, wildberry. Now, it was really better flavored, I thought, than the blackberries. And they came on earlier. They got ripe in May, and the blackberries about the latter part of June. Well, we still have blackberries down here in this pasture. However, I didn't get any this year, only one pie. But I've always picked them. You know, they grow that wild. Of course, there's a berry, you know, you can get from the nursery blackberries. And the dewberries, as soon as we never, they weren't as plentiful as the blackberries. Somehow, in our, that is, in the community there where I tried to find them. But there's always lots of blackberries.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any raspberries or
yes,
straw?
And now we had some in, I think my daddy bought them when he bought the apple trees and peach trees and pear trees. And I can remember them. They were good, I thought, pretty good.
What kind were they? Red or?
Well, yes, sort of red looking a little bit. So there's a black raspberry and a red one too, I think, isn't there?
I think both kinds. Did you have the little berries that grow on the ground? Strawberries or anything like that?
No, we didn't have any strawberries. People hadn't gotten to raising them there that I remember anything of in that community. Of course, they might have in other places, maybe a few miles away. I don't know about that.
But you didn't have any ones?
No, we didn't have any strawberries.
How about nuts? Do you remember while we're talking about things to eat? What kind of nuts did you use?
Well, we had hickory nuts and walnut tree, black walnut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Grand tree, there were some of my dearest friends, one of those walnut trees, and I heard that it had blown over. And I felt like I'd lost a real friend.
Uh-huh.
And the hickory trees. We didn't have any what they call a scaly bark hickory. That's where the bark sailed off easy, and then they don't have as thick a hull, you know, as the other. They call them just the common hickory nut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the common hickory nut. We had, I don't know, two or three trees on the pasture hill where close to home. And we'd pick them up, we'd go in and burst the hull on them and just leave them under the tree, let them dry. You know, the walnuts the same way. But you better leave the walnuts alone, because once your hand just stained, where maybe it'd take you 6 months to get the stain worn off. We learned to let them alone, only just take a hammer, you know, and burst the hull and leave them. Then when they got dry enough, you know, we could move them. Well, we had a place in kind of a smokehouse or outhouse where we kept them.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any other kind of nuts that you recall? Did you have any?
Well, yes, some people grew peanuts. We never did grow them in peanuts.
Did they call them peanuts when you were a girl? Did you ever hear them?
Well, they called them goober peas. Some people did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's a colored man that lived in our community, and he raised little patches of them. He called them goober peas. He had been a slave. He's an ex-slave. And everybody called him Uncle Phil. And on our way to church, we walked. My mother and I would go and walk on Saturday. And then on Sunday, my father'd farm, he had to work. And then on Sunday, he'd go. And that was the longest, hottest road. We went through a wood, shady woods, part of the way. Of course, I needed finding them, but got out on the hot road, I'd get so tired and thirsty. And old Uncle Phil would come out with a handful of goober peas, he called them. And then he would get candy and set it, and he'd get chewing gum and set it. And sometimes he'd come out and give us a stick of candy. Oh, that just helped the situation a whole lot.
Didn't make it so warm.
Mm-hmm.